obviously it's been something that we've been working on for a very, very long time, and it is starting to, we're starting to see the benefits of it now. Council has been working very, very hard with the Department of Transport in relation to Finterbridge and the road realignment. And again, as we said, there's been many announcements made for of different funding allocations throughout the years for it. But now we're at the stage whereby it had gone up on e-tender and contractors were invited to tender for that position, which is gone, been sorted out at the moment. But the big news, I suppose, is the fact that there's a significant amount of money due to come for the bridge for this year to start with construction this year. So we're waiting on the Minister's approval now to sign off on it, and we are told from the Department of Transport and from the Council themselves that it is a significant investment and a significant amount of money for the year ahead. So we're delighted with that. So construction will start this year, but it's just seeing now how much this money is. But we have an idea, and obviously the Council know how much they've put in, but we wouldn't like to announce that amount of money yet in case it's not the amount of money that they are asking for at this point in time. However, we do know it is going to be significant and will start the ball rolling.
It's taken a long time to get to this stage, Councillor Kennedy, even the tender process announced back in September, but it is moving at pace now. You're quite confident.
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, this has gone back, I think 2014, we had the first meeting about this in the Blue Haven in Kildare, many moons ago now. But look, we've worked on it all along, 16 ministers visited, the whole lot, and the process was there in place, and we've gone through a long, long road with this, and we've had many meetings and many, many negotiating times, but look, it's worth it. It will be worth it in the end, and I know the construction is going to be another hassle for people, but I mean, this is all very positive news for the southwest of the county.